man sucks pussy!
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down?
Yeah!
giving it up when I'm going down.
Is it just me or is that a toilet?
Not just a toilet. A Ferguson. The king of bulls. Bud, sit down. Let me tell you the story of the Ferguson. Now, these babies were made in Maine, you know, at the little Ferguson factory. It's the Stradivarius of toilets. My dad could play it like a violin. Yep, I'll never forget the time my dad took me on a trip to Maine to visit the factory. I had to go to the bathroom, and I begged him to pull in a truck stop. He said, no, wait till we get there. It'll be worth it. It was.
Excuse me here, Dad, but a toilet is a toilet.
Bud, the toilets today aren't worthy of the name. They come in designer colors, and they're too low. When you flush them, they make this little weak, almost apologetic sound. Not the Ferguson. It only comes in white. And when you flush it, boom, whoosh. That's a man's flush.
I was walking in the wholesale flower district that day. And I passed by this place where this old Chinese man, he sometimes sells me weird and exotic cuttings. Cause he knows, you see, that strange plants are my hobby. He didn't have anything unusual there that day. So I was just about to, you know, walk on by. When suddenly, and without warning, there was this... It got very dark. And there was this strange humming sound, like something from another world. And when the light came back, this weird plant was just sitting there. Just, you know, stuck in among the zinnias. I could have sworn it hadn't been there before. But the old Chinese man sold it to me anyways. For $1.95.
Breathe. Easy. You remember this one, right? It's a shame the government didn't approve it. There's so many applications for causing short-term paralysis. Ah, Tony. When I ordered the hit on you, I worried that I was killing the golden goose. But, you see, it was just fate that you survived that. You had one last golden egg to give. You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? Your father, he helped give us the atomic bomb. Now what kind of world would it be today if he was as selfish as you? Symphony. This is your legacy. A new generation of weapons with this at its heart. Weapons that will help steer the world back on course. Put the balance of power in our hands. The right hands. I wish you could see my prototype. It's not as conservative as yours. Too bad you had to involve Pepper in this. I would have preferred that she lived.
This is hallowed ground.
Do you think I was like the others? I have all of my father's strengths, and none of his weaknesses. The new hell is in San Venganza. I need the contract. I know it's here. Now give it to me. Give it to me! Give it to me! Give it to me! Give it to me! Give it to me!
You're gonna fall. Just like your father.
Ryder. Where is he?
Gone!
The girl.
You heard her, he'll be there like lightning before the storm.
I'm counting on it.
Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality.
Thank you. Saturday Night Wrestling Fever. This Saturday night, Kiel Auditorium, 8 o'clock, World Wrestling Federation action, and perhaps one of the greatest professional wrestling cards I have ever seen. Rowdy Roddy Piper, quite candidly, I would hate to be in your wrestling boots to have to get into the ring with the likes of Jimmy Superfly Snuka in the frame of mind that this man is currently in because of what you have done.
There can be no frame of mind. There is no mind there. You want to play mindless? You want to get out there and just be total idiots with no regard for your own body whatsoever? You say you're looking for a fight. They call me Rowdy Roddy. They call me that for a reason, because I got a long reputation of it. Jimmy, you might have heard of me. You might have heard of me real clear. You might have seen me real up close. You want to get down and just fight? You think that you're scaring anybody by coming up here flexing? Why you're flexing? I'll simply be Bob. I know how to be cool. I know how to take my time. I know how to enter the keel. I know how to take care of bullies like you. I am RP. I am Roddy Piper. I am, and I do exactly what I want to when I want to do it. I do wear a kilt. You call it a dress. You know why I wear a kilt? Because I'm tough enough to. You know why I'm Roddy Piper? Of course you wouldn't. Yes, he's lost his mind. Completely minded. Wants to go in there and do damage. You want damage to be done? I will do the exact same thing. You want to get down and crazy? I will do the exact same thing.
This Saturday night, fans of St. Louis, Snuka and Piper, it'll be something else.
Silent as a snowflake in the night, holy is the beauty of this night. Heavenly peace.
turbocharged, JJ. Nobody can stop us now. Nobody!
What are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
Dun, dun, dun! I am Captain Chaos. And this is my faithful companion, Kato. Say hello, Kato. Been a cop long?
Chinese people be wrong. Come on.
How are those maggots?
Maggots, Michael. You're eating maggots. How do they taste?
Thank you. Jack Burton and the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there. Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes. Just listen to the old Pork Chop Express and take his advice on a dark and stormy night, all right? When some wild-eyed, 8-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against a barroom wall, and he looks you crooked in the eye, and he asks you if you've paid your dues. Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail. I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything. But I do know it's a pretty amazing planet we live on here. And a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
Oh, A little stare down here. Yes, you can see Hercules Hernandez really put together. Take a look at that, Hercules. A little psyching out going on here. Hercules measuring the Ultimate Warrior. The match yet to officially begin, and it won't begin until after the chain is out of the ring. I think Hercules wants to challenge the Ultimate Warrior in a tug of war, I believe. I don't know that the Ultimate Warrior will trust Hercules Hernandez. Ultimate Warrior very slowly bending down. And I guess maybe we are going to see here the first test of strength before the match officially begins. A little unusual here, these happenings in the World Wrestling Federation. And the two athletes begin to pull and tag. Ultimate Warrior really pouring on the steam. So is Hercules Hernandez. And the Warrior. Oh, come on. Kicked by Hercules. That may not be a smart move on the part of Hercules Hernandez. Ultimate Warrior back on his feet. Yanks. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe that? The Warrior yanked that chain so hard, he broke it in two. Hercules charging the Warrior.
You're a loser. An abomination. You're a blind alley cruiser, always heading down a losing streak, dreaming, just screaming in fate. You're a dead end, deadbeat, nowhere mister, with a kiss like a Mississippi alligator sister. I took as much of you as any man can. You've lost your heart, you've lost your cause, you lost your baby when you lost your balls, you lost your mind, you've lost your grip, so say bye-bye. We lost our mom, we lost our dad, and if I'm losing you, well, that's too bad.
Well, the best thing you could ever do is die.
You're a failure. A malformation in the guise of Mary and also Rand.
And you're a weeper and a
I've took as much of you as any man can.
You've lost your heart,
you've lost your cause,
you lost your baby when you lost your balls, you lost your mind when you lost your grip, so say bye-bye.
We lost our home, our family, you've lost compassion, now you're losing me.
Well, the best thing you could ever do is die.
Billionaire Ted business. Recently, a Turner Broadcasting Systems official telephoned the World Wrestling Federation on January 17th and expressed his delight in the broadcast of the Billionaire Ted vignettes. However, this letter sent by the same Turner Broadcast System official is now threatening legal action against the World Wrestling Federation. We here in the World Wrestling Federation stand ready to fight for our rights, our company, and for you, our fans. And besides, you asked for it, so you've got it. Here's the latest on Billionaire Ted.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a statement I'd like to read. Contrary to what the World Wrestling Federation may like you to believe, I am not a hillbilly and I don't wear cheap suits. Now, question, please. Yeah, who's right here, yeah.
Is it true you and your $4 billion conglomerate are trying to put the World Wrestling Federation out of business?
I'm not going to answer that question. Next question. All right, yeah, right here, yeah.
Billionaire Ted, is it true you provide double the programming of the WWF, yet you purposely undercut their advertising rates?
I'm not going to answer that question either. The facts speak for themselves. Next question. All right, right here.
Billionaire Ted.
Yeah.
Isn't it true you put your primetime imitation of Monday Night Raw head-to-head with Raw to hurt the WWF?
Yeah, you're a pretty smart fella, aren't you? Yeah, good. Next question. You're a young lady.
Billionaire Ted, since you own networks, isn't it true you could have placed your primetime wrestling show on at another time? Or even another night of the week? Don't you think the fans would have preferred that?
Well, yeah, you're a pretty smart reporter, too. Hey, listen, why don't y'all come work for me? You know, I own a news network, too. You'd be great. It's next question. Yeah, right back here, yeah.
So let's face it, Billionaire Ted, you really don't care about the fans. You're just trying to run the WWF out of business, aren't you?
Well, it's like I told Rupert Murdoch, I'll squish them like a bug. Yeah, all right. Next question. Right here, yeah.
Gotcha, man. Speaking of squishing someone like a bug, who do you think is going to win your match with the Huckster at WrestleMania?
Oh, thinking. Wait, brother. It's in my contract with Billionaire Ted that I never lose. Yeah.
Hey, well, let's why don't we take another question real quick here, yeah? Right over here, yeah.
Billionaire Ted, back to the question of greed. What wouldn't you do to put the WWF out of business?
Well, hell, I won't use my own money. I mean, that'd be just out of... Is something wrong, or, Jane, where's my lithium?
God bless Texas. First he lit the sunshine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. God bless Texas.
God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Unless you came right my ass, I believe we're through.
Come on, don't pull that good cop, bad cop crap. I practically invented it.
So what if some homo actor is dead, huh? Boys, girls, 10 of them get off the bus to L.A. every day.
Pull him off me, X-Lash!
I don't know how.
Now, I know you think you're getting number one hotshot, but here's the juice. If I take you out,
10 more lawyers will take your place tomorrow. They just won't come on the bus, that's all.
What are Dudley and Patchett up to?
They're taking over Mickey Cohn's rackets because of those pictures. I couldn't prosecute them. Oh, Jesus, help me out!
Is that how you used to run the good cop, bad cop? Patchett?
Yeah.